France was the most populous and prosperous nation in Europe. Russia in 1780 had 24 million inhabitants, Italy 17 million, Spain 10 million, Great Britain 9 million, Prussia 8.6 million, Austria 7.9 million, Ireland 4 million, Belgium 2.2 million, Portugal 2.1 million, Sweden 2 million, Holland 1.9 million, Switzerland 1.4 million, Denmark 800,000, Norway 700,000, France 25 million. Paris was the largest city in Europe with some 650,000 inhabitants, the best educated and most excitable in Europe. The people of France were divided into three orders or classes: états, states or estates. The clergy, some 130,000 souls, the nobility, some 400,000, and the tiers état, which included everybody else. The revolution was the attempt of this economically rising but politically disadvantaged third estate to achieve political power and social acceptance commensurate with its growing wealth. Each of the classes was divided into subgroups or layers, so that nearly everyone could enjoy the sight of persons below him. The richest class was the ecclesiastical hierarchy: cardinals, archbishops, bishops, and abbots. Among the poorest were the pastors and curates of the countryside. Here the economic factor crossed the lines of doctrine, and in the revolution the lower clergy joined with the commonalty against their own superiors. Monastic life had lost its lure. The Benedictines, numbering 6,434 in the France of 1770, had been reduced to 4,300 in 1790. Nine orders of religious had been disbanded by 1780, and in 1773 the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits, had been dissolved. Religion in general had declined in the French cities. In many towns the churches were half empty, and among the peasantry pagan customs and old superstitions competed actively with the doctrines and ceremonies of the church. The nuns, however, were still actively devoted to teaching and nursing, and were honored by rich and poor alike. Even in that skeptical and practical age, there were thousands of women, children, and men who eased the buffets of life with piety, fed their imaginations with tales of the saints, interrupted the succession of toilsome days with holy day ritual and rest, and found in religious hopes an anodyne to defeat and a refuge from bewilderment and despair. The state supported the church because statesmen generally agreed that the clergy gave them indispensable aid in preserving social order. In their view, the natural inequality of human endowment made inevitable an unequal distribution of wealth. It seemed important for the safety of the possessing classes that a corps of clerics should be maintained to provide the poor with counsels of peaceful humility and expectation of a compensating paradise. It meant much to France that the family, buttressed with religion, remained as the basis of national stability through all vicissitudes of the state. Moreover, obedience was encouraged by belief in the divine right of kings, the divine origin of their appointment and power. The clergy inculcated this belief, and the kings felt that this myth was a precious aid to their personal security and orderly rule.